KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Some really cool things are happening in Jefferson County, Missouri. And my guest today is Tom Kreuter, and he is the founder of Jeffco Christians United. Tom, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for letting me be here.
Jeffco Christians United. It sounds like a big title. What are y'all doing out there?
We started about a year and a half ago, and really it was something I felt like God kind of pushed me into, if you will, to bring pastors together to pray for one another, pray for one of the churches, pray for the county. And I'm talking pastors from various backgrounds, predominantly Christian, well, always Christian, but predominantly conservative churches. But just to pray together, not like a ministerial alliance where they're going to do lots of stuff. And I'm hoping that we're going to do more and more things together. But the idea is just to foundationally to begin with prayer. And it was one of those things that was, I think, totally out of the blue. I mean, I had never thought about this idea. And one evening I felt like God spoke this into my heart that I was supposed to do it. And it was, like I said, just not anything that I had ever thought of before. The next morning I called a pastor friend of mine. And his immediate response was, well, I've been wondering when you were going to do this. And it was like, how did you know? Oh, and I didn't.
Come on.
So we've almost, I think we're right at 50 churches now have said, yeah, I'm a part of this. And I'm talking all different backgrounds, Baptists, lots of different stripes of Baptist, Assembly of God, Nazarene, Salvation Army, Lutheran. I mean, lots of non-denominationals all across the board.
What does it mean, all a part of this?
Coming together to pray, to pray for one another, pray for one another's churches, pray for the county. Our real goal is to help bring the kingdom of God more and more into Jefferson County in a real and tangible way.
And into unity.
Right.
I remember, if any of you remember, Tom Kreuter was on my show a while back, and we did a show on unity. And that is such a hard thing to happen. So how did you start, and have you guys been meeting for a year and a half? What's the scoop?
It's growing, obviously, over that time. Initially, we had a couple of pastors that would get together. Now there's more and more. Still, with COVID, we haven't had the numbers that I'd like to see coming together.
Now, do you come together in person or Zoom or what?
Yeah, no, I'm crazy. I just feel like we need – I don't like the Zoom thing. I've had so many Zoom meetings. To me, there's something about being there in person. And so we actually did a pastor's retreat at the beginning of March last year.
Oh, wow.
And had some, overnight thing, had some good momentum. Well, what happened later in March? Everything all of a sudden shut down. And it just changed everything. And so we missed a couple of months in there, but now since that time we've been back meeting, and the numbers haven't been huge, but I keep getting emails and texts from people saying, yeah, I am sorry I couldn't make the meeting, whatever. But there's a group of people who are really all for this and trying to fulfill Jesus' prayer of John 17, may they be one. And that's really, really our heart.
So you all get together to pray. Do you do anything else?
Yeah, typically we start with a song or two of worship. We almost always do what I like to refer to as an envisioning video. I've done lots of video work, interviewing dozens and dozens of Christian pastors all across the country, pastors and leaders about unity. And so I'll do a video. It's usually, 3 to 5 minutes, just kind of why is this an important idea with this whole coming together and praying together. So we'll do something like that. Maybe we'll talk about an initiative, which is really why I'm here, because we've got something going on right now. And then we pray. And that can vary. Sometimes we're just all right, like, guys, we've got some things we need to pray for. Let's just take some time and pray. Other times we've actually broken up into groups of maybe three or four, and they're praying, telling people, hey, I'd really like you to pray for this for my church or whatever. It can vary. But praying, that's the real foundation of what we're doing, is the prayer aspect.
February 7th, 14th, and 21st, you have some special Sundays.
Yeah, we're going to be all preaching on the same topic. Almost 40 different churches from all across Jefferson County have so far said, I'm in on this. And to me, this is something that I had presented a few months ago now at our prayer gathering, partly in response to somebody asked me a question. How do we address those larger scale spiritual forces? Ephesians 6 talks about not wrestling against flesh and blood, but the powers. Yeah, all of that. Yeah. And so how do we address that kind of thing? And so it just kind of started like some fireworks in my brain. All right, well, what do we do? Well, I think obviously prayer is the place to begin. But along with that, I think there's a couple of other, if I can say, components, weapons, however you want to phrase it. One is unity, doing it together. Because we're more powerful together than we are individually. And I just think that's a powerful concept for us to get a hold of. You know, there's lots of illustrations of geese flying in the V formation. The lead goose takes the wind, breaks the wind. There's something about being together, working together, that causes us to be able to accomplish more than each of us doing our own thing. And Leviticus 26:8, it says, five of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000. I like the fact that five can chase 100. That's already demonstrating the power of unity. But 100 chasing 10,000, that takes it to a different level entirely. Mathematically, if five can chase 100, then 100 should be able to chase 2,000.
2,000.
That's the, you know, the same ratio. But it says 10,000. And there's something that I think God has put inherent within his creation that as we work together, as we walk together, we'll accomplish far more. And so we're one of the components that we have in fighting these spiritual forces, principalities, is unity. And the other one, besides prayer, okay, is what I like to refer to as simply the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. You know, when we declare the Word of God, the living and active Word of God, Jeremiah says, is not my word like fire and like a hammer that breaks the rock? And there's a power in the Word. And so we have this component of unity. We have this component of the Word. So what if we use those together? What if we together proclaim the Word of God? And that's the place that I came to in looking at that. How do we address these larger scale spiritual forces? Well, really, this all comes from a conversation that I had with the county executive in Jefferson County, Dennis Gannon, probably almost a year ago now. We were sitting at breakfast, just he and I talking, and I asked Dennis, I said, Dennis, what are things – he's the highest elected official in the county. He's a Christian. Dennis, what are some things that we as the faith community could do that would make a positive and tangible difference, could be involved in, that we could make a positive and tangible difference in Jefferson County? And he immediately listed three things. He talked about homelessness, drug addiction, and foster care. Yeah, you know, Judy, you understand. Those things are not just temporal issues. They have
no,
a spiritual
right.
You know, thing behind them. But at the same time, I think they also have a common core, a common root, if you will. I mean, think about it. If families and marriages were really based on a biblical basis, all of those things would be far less than what they are.
Sure.
You know, Dennis told me about a growing number of people that are homeless in Jefferson County, not in the traditional sense. They don't live under a bridge, but maybe they spend, I don't know, 3 days at this person's house and a week over at this person's house and 4 days over at this one because of a broken marriage, and they have no place to go back to. And so technically they're homeless.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, drug addiction. Most people that are drug addicts are there because of a broken relationship, and to cope with it, they've turned to drugs. Foster care. If marriages and families were based on a biblical foundation, there'd be almost no need for foster care. So all of these things have a common root. And so what we're doing is we are, for 3 weeks in a row, we're going to be, from a biblical perspective, addressing the whole idea of marriage and family relationships. Mm. And what that means from Scripture, what it looks like, that kind of thing, to really not just to affect the people in our congregations. Yes, it will do that. But also to affect the spiritual atmosphere, because we're doing this together, proclaiming
together
the truth of God's Word.
Boy, that's really powerful. So how can people be a part of that if their church – maybe there's a layperson listening today and they don't know if their church is a part of it. How can people get involved?
Sure. Probably the best way initially would be to go to our website, jeffcochristiansunited.com. And there's some information there at the very least. There's contact information. You can give us a call. We've got a list of all of the churches that are going to be involved in it.
And that's JeffcoChristiansUnited.org.
Right. Or .com, either one.
.com.
Yeah.
.com or .org.
Yeah, we got both of them just to be safe, because we knew people would do both. So.
Yeah. All right. Tom Kreuter is my guest. And this is a really unique thing. And marriage and family, boy, a pastor sharing from the pulpit can change people's lives throughout Jefferson County.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we're doing it, because we believe this can make a huge difference. And, you know, I love the body of Christ, because I shared this at one of our pastor's prayer gatherings. But then, you know, I've got the initial idea, but other ones are jumping in on other aspects of it. Somebody said, well, we should have some supplementary materials for home groups or Sunday school classes, that kind of thing, to help bolster what's being taught from the pulpit. Great. So we're putting that together. Somebody said, you know what we need is those big feather banners that are out in front of car dealers and quick shops and that kind of thing to show. So somebody driving through wherever, Arnold or DeSoto or Festus Crystal, and they're going, wait a minute, that's a Nazarene church, that's a Baptist church, that's an Assembly of God church, and they're all doing the same thing?
So
we actually have
banners.
Somebody who's donated money for those to have those out in front of the churches that are doing this.
And those banners would show which churches are doing it.
Right, exactly.
How are you getting the word out?
Mostly just through the organization, which, like I said, has been – it's now 50 churches. But I'm also continuing to contact churches that are not involved, trying to get them on board with what we're doing. There are so many churches. I'm amazed as I – you know, I don't know how many miles I've put on in the last year and a half visiting various churches in Jefferson County. But as I'm driving to one, it's like I'll pass another one out in the middle of nowhere. There's just so many that – and you can't find them. They don't have a website. They don't have the technology to do that. But they're there. And so I'm trying to get in touch with as many as I possibly can.
Wow. Just think, if this started in Jefferson County and it moved to St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Franklin County, Washington County, what God could do.
I think it could make a huge, huge difference.
So what's your hope through this?
That God will work in a powerful way to change how marriage and family are perceived and even interacted in throughout Jefferson County. Not just in our churches, but even beyond that.
And a bigger goal?
The bigger goal of Jeffco Christians United is that we actually work together, is that we become part of the answer of Jesus' prayer when he said, Father, make them one.
Father, make them one. Unity.
Yeah.
Founder of Jeffco Christians United, the organization doing this in Jefferson County, Missouri. Get involved. Tom Kreuter has been my guest, and that's JeffcoChristiansUnited.org or JeffcoChristiansUnited.com. It's happening in churches all over Jeff County on the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st of February. Tom, you have 30 seconds. What would you like to say in closing?
To me, that prayer of Jesus from John 17 has become my heartbeat. And what I'm really trying to do is to convey to others that it needs to be all of our heartbeat. That here's Jesus, the night before he goes to the cross, he knows what's coming. And the thing that he prays for his people is that we would be one. My goodness, that's such an important aspect I think we've neglected, but needs to be stronger for us.
And if we could be one throughout this nation, just think what God could do and how change could take place. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Tom, thanks so much for being my guest.
Thanks for letting me be here, Judy.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.